A Canton man accused of killing another man in a shooting is being held on a $1.5 million bond following his arraignment. 28-year-old Amando Cole is charged with murder in the death of 20-year-old Rion Stanford. Cole appeared today in Canton Municipal Court. Police say Stanford was shot multiple times early Saturday in the 800 block of Garfield Avenue Southwest and died at Mercy Hospital. A second man was also wounded. Cole was arrested later that day. The case is set for a status conference July 23rd. Former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell is being held in the Stark County Jail on a Michigan warrant related to child support. Stark County records show Bell was arrested Sunday by Jackson Township Police on a courtesy hold for another agency. His attorney tells the repository Bell is being assessed child support based on the NFL salary he earned with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2020, but hasn't played in the league since 2021. The attorney says Bell recently paid $50,000 in child support using an NFL pension, but argues the court should base payments on his current income. A man is behind bars on a $1 million bond facing child rape charges. Police arrested 18-year-old Javon Watkins of Canton on Friday for allegedly assaulting a child under 13 in the city. According to court documents, Watkins admitted to the November 2025 assault. He was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court and is scheduled to return Thursday. Watkins was also arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court today for a separate June incident involving a 14-year-old girl. He faces unlawful sexual conduct, disseminating harmful matter, and obscene recording charges. A preliminary hearing on those charges is slated for July 27th. Alliance City Council will consider a new vehicle purchase when it meets tonight. Lawmakers will review a proposal to spend up to $600,000 on a new sewer vacuum truck to replace a vehicle purchased in 2015. Members will also consider a resolution rejecting a proposed successor agreement with the Federation of United Employees Bargaining Unit and ending the city's voluntary recognition of the group. The agenda also includes changes to park department retirement and severance pay funding and higher pay for part-time residential electrical inspectors. A man is facing more than 40 charges after investigators linked him to a series of business break-ins across Stark County. 47-year-old Patrick Hoover of Strasburg was arrested Tuesday. Prosecutors say he's connected to five thefts and attempted break-ins between mid-June and early July, including incidents at the New Deal Club in Tuscarawas Township, Ray's Diner in East Canton, the Red Dog Saloon in Bethlehem Township, and Vets Post 124 in Canton Township, and a Canton laundromat. Hoover allegedly used a crowbar to force entry, stealing cash in a safe, as well as a coin machine from the laundromat. Criminal proceedings are pending. He remains in the Stark County Jail with hearings scheduled today in Canton Municipal Court and Friday in Massillon Municipal Court. A Sebring man accused of assaulting a police officer during a domestic disturbance pleaded not guilty to charges Thursday. 23-year-old David McDonald was arrested July 12th after police were called to a home on South 15th Street for a fight involving McDonald and his father. McDonald allegedly was intoxicated, resisted arrest, and spit blood into an officer's face as he was being taken into custody. He faces charges including felony assault on an officer, domestic violence, and obstructing official business. A preliminary hearing is set for August 6th. McDonald is free after posting bond. A jury is being seated in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court for the trial of a man accused in a July 2023 stabbing. 47-year-old Michael Hewlett is charged with felonious assault in the stabbing of a man on Southern Boulevard in Youngstown. He pleaded guilty to the charge in April 2024, but a judge later allowed him to withdraw that plea before sentencing. After several delays, the case is now moving forward to trial before visiting Judge Andrew Logan. A man's conviction in a Youngstown shooting has been upheld by an appeals court. The 7th District Court affirmed the conviction of Alan Torres, who was found guilty in connection with a January 2024 shooting at Slick's Bar and Grill on Hubbard Road. Torres argued the victim's identification of him was unreliable after police showed a single photo and surveillance video. The court ruled the identification was reliable and denied the appeal. A Mahoning County judge sentenced Torres to a 5 to 6 year prison sentence after he pled no contest to felonious assault and other firearm-related charges. Police say a driver suffered minor injuries after crashing into a downtown Youngstown parking deck. 64-year-old Timothy Smith was pulling out of a lot behind the International Towers apartment building Sunday afternoon when he crossed East Boardman Street, left the roadway, and drove through a cinder block wall into the basement of the parking deck near Market Street. Firefighters responded to the scene around 5 o'clock. Smith was taken to the hospital and was cited for failure to control. A stretch of State Route 46 near Warren remains closed after a gas leak forced shutdown Wednesday. ODOT says the road is closed between Westview Drive and State Route 305 in Bezetta Township after a fiber optic company struck a gas line. Leak has been stopped, but crews are still cleaning the roadway and removing hazards before it can reopen. Officials had hoped to finish the work over the weekend, but there's no word yet on when the roadway will reopen. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.